So the gospel reading today tells us again of the Beatitudes. And I think oftentimes when we hear the gospel reading about the Beatitudes, it kind of brushes over our head because we hear it all the times. But the Beatitudes are very contradictory in the understanding of the world because they are attitudes of what it means to be disciples of Jesus Christ. It never promised us anything that would be easy and enticing or comfortable or good for us. It's all the attitudes of Christ. Who would want to endure any of those qualities? But Jesus understood the price of what it means to love, and therefore, as his disciples, we're called to have the same attitude that he did to truly seek the kingdom of God. And that's why they will persecute, insult us, and utter every kind of evil against us at times with good intention. But he said, rejoice and be glad. Continue to support one another, for our reward will not be here on earth, but will be judged in heaven by itself. Which leads us toward the first reading today, one of the readings that I really like, because it reminds us of the true understanding of compassion. St. Paul writes to us what it truly means to have compassion. Compassion comes from the Latin word compassio, to suffer with someone. St. Paul said very clearly to the community in Corinth, he didn't say that everything going to be all right, everything going to be good, and you're going to be successful in everything that you do. What did he say? God, who encouraged you and me so that we ourselves may be able to encourage those who are in affliction. We cannot go through life alone. It's not easy because life is messy. Life will always be out of control. That's why God encourages us not to make things perfect, but he encourages us with his grace to make life worthwhile, worth living. And because he had encouraged us with his grace, we're called to encourage one another in their sufferings, in their trials, in their pains, in their hardships as well, because we share in the same encouragement. So we hear the understanding of true compassion as well at communion today. That's why Jesus gives us the church. The church is not some beautiful institution where we go and make ourselves feel good. The church is the community of believers and of faith, where we're able to be gathered, to be joined together, so that we can help each other and encourage one another in our sufferings, in our affliction. This is what we're called to be at the church, that if we are already encouraged because that God loves us, so that we're enabled and empowered to endure the same suffering for one another. So therefore, my invitation for each and everyone would be as we begin this week, choose compassion. Choose what it means to have the attitude of Jesus Christ so that we can truly be his disciples. Live the Beatitudes and learn how to be present to one another, especially when those who are in our lives, who are going through some trials or hardships right now, perhaps we cannot solve their problem, but we can encourage them in their affliction, just as God had encouraged us and endowed us and filled us with his grace to overcome all the messiness of life itself.